Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz flip. Acting like you on my team, when you the lying shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent.
Matt Frankel, aka Big Stacks. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks say, wanna screw, hit me, and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right there. I'll give you less experience, never go ahead. VIP section, oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make you come so hard, you like, ooh yeah. Thanksgiving, you real bad. Thanksgiving, you real bad.
Be easy, we got him on this one.
Hey everyone, it's the one and only Skippa representing Big Stacks Idol Hour today, and today we're going to be interviewing Mia Moore, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to be introducing, calling in our guest host and taking place of Diamond today, Breezy, so we're about to hit her up right now.
Here on Femme Fatale Fridays.
Here on Femme Fatale Fridays.
Hello?
Hey, Breezy, you're live on Big Stacks Idol Hour.
Ah, what's up?
It's
you there, Skippa?
What's up, Breezy?
What's up, Breezy?
What's up with you?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
Be dynamic. Are you excited about what's going on?
Are you excited about what's going to happen down tonight?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
We're going to get Mia Moore on the show.
We're going to get Mia Moore on the show pretty soon. We got great new music that she just released, so we're going to play some of that a little later.
Let me give you a little
snippet of one of her songs. This one is called Freak. Let's play it.
Makes me feel so good. You're special in my life.
good and digging my raindrops.
Oh, you give me everything I want, and I don't want nobody else.
Okay. And like when I slow grind, you give me the passion that I like.
You give me everything I want, and I don't want.
As long as it's with you, I'll be comfortable.
That was Mia Moore with her song Freak.
We'll hear that again later.
We'll hear that again a little bit later.
On in the show.
What was I saying?
What you thought of that song?
So Breezy, what did you think about that song?
I really liked the rhythm behind it and the lyrics to it.
Yeah, me too. It was very, very. I liked the beat, the instrumental, and I thought, it was really catchy.
I was really honestly wondering what the meaning was behind it.
Yeah. Well, that's something that we're definitely going to be asking her when we call her in a little pretty soon. So that's going to be one of the questions that in the interview. So,
we're getting her on the phone.
We're about to call her in right now, so we could ask her some more questions, and then we could play some of her other songs too. So let's call her in.
But while we look for that
song. While we look for that song,
we're gonna have a throwback joint from Michael Jackson Man in the Mirror.
Oh. We're gonna have a throwback joint right now from Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, while we're calling.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man flow. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm asking you.
Hello. Hey, everyone. It's Skippa back. Hopefully we have Mia Moore now on the line. Mia, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
That's good.
So we just played your song Freak. We wanted to know the meaning behind the song when you wrote it.
Well, it's the grown and sexy, you know, what you do for your man to keep your man. And it's just, you will do anything to keep your man and keep your man happy and keep him from wandering, keep him inside, you know?
Yeah.
Grown and sexy version.
Hey, Breezy, do you have a question for Mia?
Let me think. What was your favorite lyric in the song?
My favorite lyrics in the song? I'm not sure. I mean, I love all the lyrics. I mean, I wrote it, so I wouldn't say that I have a favorite. Maybe the chorus is my favorite, though, my favorite part.
What would be a better question is, what inspired you to write it?
I was in a relationship, and, you know, I thought it was going to last at the time. Of course, it didn't, but I was just inspired because it was one of those moments, you know, in the spur of the moment. I was just thinking about how he made me feel and how to express, you know, that I'm here and I'll be everything that you need.
That's awesome.
Hello.
Okay, I was gonna ask. Out of all the people that's in the industry right now, which would be some of your the dream artists to like work with or perform to do a show with?
I would love. I mean, there's so many right now. But I would say that I would love to do some music with Alicia Keys, Jill Scott, Lauryn Hill. I mean, those are like my top. I would love to perform with them.
What's the meaning behind your other song, Refuse to Lose?
Well, Refuse to Lose actually started off as a poem, and the poem was entitled Note to Self, and it was just, you know, motivating myself to stay positive through, you know, all the haters out there and just keep on keeping on and doing my thing, you know. And what made me turn it into a song, I actually... someone requested for me to perform at a Unity Fest, and they said that I would need to perform something that was inspirational, and because there was going to be a lot of kids there. And I literally put that poem to music in 2 days before my show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get a little listen to a song right now. We're going to play it. And
then
you're on Tim Fatale Fridays on Big Sad Little Hour. Let's get it.
Can't make me move.
Let them feel the fire that burns inside that little place you try to hide. I know it's hard, that's why I'm here. I'll be the one to take away your fear. Oh,
no, I will be nervous. I'm preoccupied.
We got a caller now from the 732. Caller, come in.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, this is Evan, just calling in to support me and more on Big Stack. I allow her. Just wanted to call and support in. Hope everybody's having a good day today.
Yeah.
We are. Thank you.
Evan, do you have a question for me and more on this great track?
Okay. What was your thought process when you were writing this song?
I was just trying to be uplifting and, you know, trying to keep my head up and keep doing what I do best. And I just wanted to express that, you know, regardless of what people are saying about you and whatever you feel is too big or too great and you can't do it, like, you can. And you just have to look within and you have to be there for yourself. And when nobody else is there, you got to be there to do what you got to do, you know? You have to look to yourself for inspiration sometimes.
Absolutely. That's the other. I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Breezy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I just wanted to know if you have any questions for Mia regarding that song, Refuse to Lose.
Let's see. The question I had was already asked, so let's see. What are your plans next after that song?
Well, I'm actually reaching out to a lot of local artists here in Richmond, and I'm getting some pretty good bites, some pretty good leads. I'm working with an artist. His name is Hassan Romance right now. He's an R&B singer as well. And I'm also working on my album, so be on the lookout.
What are you going to name your album?
I'm not sure yet. I plan on... It will most likely be named What's Not to Love, but I'm not sure yet. It's not etched in stone yet.
I got a question for you, Mia.
Yes?
Where and on, like, what social networks can your fans find you, network with you?
Well, I'm on every social media, Reverb Nation, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, MySpace. Everything is Mia Moore 911. That's MIAMOORE 911.
on everything. If you search Mia Moore 911, it will come up on everything, as well as my website, www.miamoore911.com.
All right, cool. Would your fan base be surprised to know that you listen to, like, an artist that's totally, like, not your genre or your variety, but an artist now who they'd be shocked to know that you listen to them?
Well, actually, I do have an artist that I listen to that people may be shocked. Her name is Fiona Apple. As far as her current music, I haven't really listened to it, but my favorite song is Sleep to Dream. And that's, I still rock that song to this day. It's from like the 90s, but I still rock it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get a second listen to your song Freak right now. And we'll be back with everyone momentarily.
Performing this song at your show on the night?
Yes, I will.
Okay, great. Can you kind of tell people a little bit about this show, you know, where they can, you know, come check you out if they're in the Virginia area?
Yes, if you're in the Virginia area, I will be performing live on the 9th at Club Infusion in Richmond. Tickets are on sale now. You can get your tickets for $12 at www.aftonshows.com/Mia Moore. That's www.aftonshows/MIAMOORE. And I'll have approximately 20 to 40 minutes to entertain you guys, and I would love to see all of you there.
All right.
Okay, Breezy, do you have any questions for Mia?
What were you feeling when you wrote this song? Because it had a lot of passion behind it.
Yes, it did have a lot of passion. I was feeling the love. It was the love in the air, and it was intoxicating, and I just needed to express that in more ways than one. So that's how the song came about. I didn't want it to be, you know, too raunchy, too, I guess the word for it that they use now is ratchet. I didn't want to be ratchet. I wanted to be something that was grown and sexy that would be able to touch more than one generation. It's something that touches, you know, young people as well as older people. My mom has this song as her ringtone, okay? Like, and I mean, I understand that's my mom, but I mean, people her age, they enjoy it. And I love the fact that that my music can touch such a wide variety of people.
I really like the fact that it was also very, very catchy as well. Something you can really dance to.
And it crosses everything.
Thank you.
We're going to be posting the link for your show. Can you tell us a little bit about your song, Is It The Way?
Is It The Way was very rushed, actually. I had started writing it, and it took, I would say I put it on ice for about a year before I decided that I wanted to be a solo artist and, you know, really pursue music as a career. And I got contacted. Hello?
Yeah, you got contacted.
Oh, yes. I got contacted by the producer who produced the beat. And he was having a session. Again, it was like a rush. Okay, come on. Get in the studio now. And it came out amazing. I mean, unfortunately, I haven't had the chance to perform it too many times, but I'm looking to make a change in that because I'm seeing that, you know, people do enjoy it. To be completely honest, it's not one of my favorite songs of my own.
So who produced the beat for that song?
The producer of the beat was is named the Track Masons, and they're based out of Pennsylvania.
So we're gonna play this song real quick. Is It The Way? And then you can after you could choose the song of which you want us to close out the show with. So let's do a little
change.
Hello?
Hey, baby. I'm waiting for you to pick me up. Where you at? What you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm just down the way with the dudes, getting a couple drinks.
I can't tell how it started, but now I wish that it wouldn't. Never thought in the beginning you'd be the one that I'd stick with. Passion,
Hey, Breezy, Skippa, you got any quick questions for Mia here based off that track we just heard?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of, like, really, really good questions. What was the most profound lyric that you felt in this whole song?
The most profound lyric. I really have to think about that. I don't know. I never really thought about it. I would probably say, I just don't know what it is, but it keeps me coming back. Could it be the way you make me feel? You must have something I lack. I think that that's most profound for me because I wrote the song, and I know the feeling of, I was trying to express the feeling of not understanding why you keep going back to the one that you know is not good for you, he's not right for you, but it's just something about them. You just need them in your life for whatever reason until, you know, you're able to get over it. But it's like, I've actually had that situation a couple times.
Yeah,
and that's why I feel like that's so profound for me.
All right, that was it.
Okay, what song would you like to close out the show with, Mia?
I'd like to close out with Freak, because that's my favorite.
Breezy, is that one of your favorite ones too?
Oh yeah, you know me.
Alright,
let's get freaky with
it. With Freak.
ain't no need to leave home.
I'll be your freak
anytime and anywhere that you want.
I'll be your freak at night,
morning, noon, and supper time. As long as it's with you, I'll be comfortable.
So hey Mia, I am also in a hip hop group with Big Sats, who is here by the way, and I'm gonna hand off the phone for him to close out with his message. But I have one last question for you. Would you ever be down to collab with a hip hop artist?
Definitely. I'm hip hop at heart. I just can't rap.
All right. We appreciate you being here, and we're definitely going to be calling you up. To those who don't know, although most of the listeners here know, Skip and I are in a hip hop group known as the MSFP Crew. We often play one of our songs, Got 'Em Looking, as an intro track for to get people pumped up for the show.
Okay.
So we're definitely going to hit you up about that. I just like to thank our special guest co-host today, Breezy, and Skipa, who did a great job, both of them, with taking over for on this ever Femme Fatale Friday. There was a lot of pressure with a guest, and they did beautifully. I'd like to remind you all that you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour by going to bigstatsidlehour.com or by going to msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. And msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com. Check out music by my group with Skipper here, the MSFP Crew. Music that I produce, see all the projects that I'm involved in, check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour. And while you're there at Big Stats Idle Hour, or MSFP Inc., I should say, msfpinc.com, make sure to have some real fun. What you can do is help us create our foundation. We are starting a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. So go to msfpinc.com, scroll to the button, look for that beautiful little yellow donate button, and donate. And we'll catch you guys next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. But I think something as great as a song like Freak deserves to be played in threes. So we're going to give you a double take of Freak right here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.
grind. You give me the passion that I like. You give me everything I want, and I don't want nobody else but you. Time, as long as it's with you, I'll be comfortable.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Skipper, I want to thank everyone who tuned in for Femme Fatale Fridays with our special guest, Mia Moore, on Big Stats Idol Hour. Breezy, do you have any closing comments you want to say to Mia?
Keep it real.
I will. Thank you.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
And we'll catch you guys next time on Femme Fatale Fridays.
Here on Big Stats
Idol Hour.
Peace.
Bye.